Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Share your story, because there is someone that is waiting to hear your message. Share your experience, because someone can grow from this. Share your experience, because you can not only help yourself, but you can help others see the other end of the tunnel. Can help others see that there's light when there's struggle. See, share your story because you're willing to help others that's around you. You have a message, and when you start sharing your story is willing to connect with others because you're being open to your story. You're being open to your message. You're being open to the way you're sharing and expressing yourself. You see, life happens, and the happiness happening for you rather than to you. In order to happen for it to happen for you, you have to know why it's happening to you. See, you have to be willing to go through the experience to know that you can grow through the experience. As you're growing through the experience, you can be willing to share your story. When you share your story, you have to be willing to share your message, and your message will make a difference. Your message will make a story. Your message is what makes a difference, because your experience is the best teacher, because you are the one that went through it. You are the one that endured it. You are the one that pushed through the hard times, because the hard times is something that you have to overcome. You see, when you overcome the tough moments, now you're able to share your message because people are willing to listen to you. People are willing to listen and learn from you. People are willing to be open to the information, because your experience is the greatest information that you can ever teach someone. Hey, what's going on, everybody? If this is your first time here, welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge Podcast. Here at Faye's Knowledge Podcast, we speak about personal development, marketing strategies, and podcasting tips. Today, we're speaking about marketing strategies and how when you share your story, not only are you sharing your story, you're sharing your message, because people are willing to listen. People can grow from you. People can grow with your experience, because your experience is the best teacher. You see, the reason why this experience is the best teacher, because you have to be willing to be taught it. You have to be willing to go through it. You have to really be willing to experience something that you're not familiar with. You see, to get familiar with your experience, you have to be willing to teach it. And if this is your first time here, make sure you go ahead and hit that subscribe button. If you're listening to the podcast, make sure you go ahead and subscribe to the podcast. And wait towards the end to let me know your biggest takeaway on how you're going to start sharing your story. Until then, until the end of this video, today we're focused on your story and how your story is the best message there is. Let me go ahead and write that on the board. Your story matters. Your story matters. So I'm going to put share your story. Share your story. Share your story. You see, the reason why it's okay to share your story, because people are willing to listen to you. People are willing to learn from you. People are willing just to see how can you help them. You see, I made a call today with my good friend. His name is Daryl. And when I called him, the first thing that he said when he got on his phone is, "Hey, what's going on, bro? How can I serve you today?" And I recognized that. I said, "Hold on, you said, how can I serve you?" I said, "That's good, that's different, that's special." And what it taught me is that you have to be willing to serve others. You see, when you share your story, when you share your message, when you share what you have been through, you're willing to serve one another. You see, you have to be willing to be open to sharing what you're going through, because you have to be willing to serve the next person. And in order to serve the next person, you have to be willing to serve yourself. You see, in life, life is going to teach you that you have great moments. You have great experiences. You have great days. And in life, the great days doesn't come unless you go through a cloudy moment, unless you go through a cloudy experience. It's only experience because you have to be willing to go through it. You have to be willing to experience. I remember my first time watching Snakes on Plane. It was a movie by Samuel L. Jackson. And the movie Snakes on Plane, I watched it when I was maybe 12 years old. And as I'm 12 years old watching Snakes on Plane, I didn't really understand that there was going to be a lot of snakes on the plane. And so as I'm watching this video, as I'm watching this movie, like, it's very entertaining in the beginning. And as it's becoming entertaining, I'm just glued to the screen. All of a sudden, there's a whole bunch of snakes that come out onto this plane. There's a whole bunch of snakes that get snuck into the plane because they're in the crater underneath the flight thing where the baggage is held. And so even though they're locked in the cage, someone put the snakes on the plane. And when the snakes start going around the plane, they was biting everybody. And so as I'm watching this movie, as I'm watching this movie, Snakes on Plane, I'm watching this show, I'm watching this movie, and I'm terrified of snakes. I'm terrified of snakes. And I really couldn't understand why I'm so afraid of snakes. And it was because of this movie. It was because of Snakes on Plane. Because they put the snakes on the plane, then when the crate exploded, the snakes got everywhere. And so when I learned it, I was just trying to figure out, like, where did I get this fear from? Like, even though I'm still not gonna go close to them. Like, I don't have to be close by snakes to know that they're snakes. I see that they're snakes. But what it taught me is that my fear, what I'm afraid of, what I'm holding on to, came from my past. You see, it came from my past because I saw it from a movie. You don't. What you are afraid of, what you are experiencing, is something that you are watching. What I've learned is that sometimes as I'm watching the fear, I have to stop watching it. That's the first point I want to hit on, is that you have to identify your fear. Share your story. Identify your fear. Identify your fear. You see, we all have some type of fear. We all are afraid of things or have some type of doubt within ourselves. You see, what happens is that when you're doubting yourself, you have fear that you can do it. You have fear that you cannot do it. You have fear because you're talking yourself out of it. You see, when you share your story, not only are you willing to market yourself, you're willing to put yourself out there in a vulnerable way. And this video is going to be around marketing, because in order to connect with others, in order to connect with strangers, in order to really make a difference, you have to be willing to make a difference within yourself. Because in order to help others, you have to help you first. You come first, because if you're not whole, how can you make someone else whole? You see, life shows you that as you are working on yourself, you can't stop working on yourself, because you have to learn how to identify your fear. Well, what are you afraid of? What's stopping you? You see, oftentimes in life, we're the ones that stopping ourselves from succeeding because we don't understand that fear is stopping us. I didn't recognize I was so afraid of snakes, because every time I see a snake, my body, it just shut down, and I just run. I just take off. And then when I start to really pay attention to it, the snakes are just as afraid of us as we are afraid of them. But I'm not gonna test them. I'm not gonna say I'm human and you wanna be tried. No, I'm not gonna try the snakes. But what I am gonna do, I'm not gonna be by them. Okay. One thing that I've learned is that as I'm able to identify this fear, it's a fear because it came from a movie. And ever since then, I remember this one time me and my lady, we was going to the gym. It was a little itty bitty snake just going back in the woods. And when I saw that, I ran and I jumped. And unfortunately, I kind of landed on her ankle. But good thing she was okay. But I saw that snake. I froze and I ran. I tried to run away. I'm like, I can jump high enough to where the snake won't bite me. But it's only high because I still got to come down to the ground. You see, when I start to really pay attention, like, why am I so afraid of snakes? Like, even though, like, I'm not going to be by them, I don't want one as pets. What happens is that when you have fear in your life, the fear comes from something in your past. In order to recognize what the fear is, you have to understand that it came from something. It came and grew from a thing that you're not really aware of. One thing that I've learned is that as you are going through your process, as going through the journey, as you are developing yourself, you have to be willing to identify what you are afraid of. Your fear is something that's going to always be with you. Your fears are going to always be there. And as it's there, you have to learn how to work with it. And you have to learn how to work with it because you can't stop. You can't let fear stop you from growing. You can't let stop fear. You can't let fear stop you from growing into yourself. You can't let fear stop you because as you are learning more about yourself, you're willing to handle the pressure. You see, life shows you that as you are learning more about yourself, you have to continue to develop yourself to understand who you're actually becoming. And see, to help others, my biggest thing when I started my journey a half a decade ago was that I wanted to help others. I wanted to help others that was around me, others that I knew, others that I was around. I wanted to help them first because I love people so much and I forgot to love myself. You see, even though I wanted to help a lot of people, what was I going to help them with? I had to be willing to help myself with something to figure out the direction that I would like to go. You see, you can only go the right direction if you're willing to work on yourself. You see, when you're sharing your story, you have to be willing to be vulnerable. To be vulnerable means you have to be willing to express your fears, to identify your weaknesses, because we all have weaknesses. Many times in life, we're just not identifying what the weaknesses are. What stops a lot of people is that we talk ourselves out of doing because doing is so heavy. Doing is so scary. Doing is so nerve-wracking. We stop ourselves because we don't think we're good enough. We don't think we're great enough. We don't think what we're doing today even matters because we have to figure out who we are for ourselves. You see, life shows you that as you are identifying your fear, when you get around others that share the same fear, you start to recognize that you are not alone. You start to recognize that someone has shared this similar experience. And many times in life, you can overcome a fear together. But first, you have to be willing to overcome it by yourself. That's the most challenging thing there is. That how do you overcome something that you're not familiar with facing? Like, how do you become great? How do you become better? How do you work with the fear rather than against it? Well, you got to identify what you are afraid of. You have to identify what you have fear from. You have to recognize where this fear came, because in order to share your story, you have to be willing to share your fear. See, I'm doing this challenge, and it's called a 90-day challenge to make $100,000. And I'm doing this challenge to show, one, that it's possible. Two, I want to work with business owners, entrepreneurs, and small business owners, right? So in order for me to work with small business owners and entrepreneurs, I have to have some type of success for myself. I have to have some type of achievement and accomplishment for me first before I can help the next person get their accomplishments. And so as I'm learning more about the direction I would like to go, so now I want to help entrepreneurs start their podcast without doubt. But I can only do that because I've started with myself. I'm only doing this because I want to prove it to myself. I chose to do this because if I prove it to myself, not only am I proving it to myself, but I can prove it to the world. Because it'll be documented. I will be tracking the process. I'll be watching the data, looking at the results, and recording everything that I'm doing. Because in life, you have to be willing to show the behind the scenes in order to know that the scenes that you're going through can overcome your fear. You see, when you overcome fear, not only are you overcoming it, you're getting better. Not only when you get better, you start to become more knowledgeable. When you start to become more knowledgeable, you have more confidence. But first, you have to identify your fear so you can start sharing your story. I remember when I first went through my heartbreak, and it was disheartening. I was heartbroken. I didn't know what to do. And I didn't know what to do. When I got around other men and other people that was going through similar situations, I was communicating with them like, hey, I don't know what happened. I'm hurt. My feelings are hurt. And they told me the same exact thing. They said, my feelings is hurt too. Yeah, me and my significant other, we not doing so good. We actually about to go our separate ways. too. And you see, when you identify your fear, you start to communicate it in a way where people show you that you are not alone, because they can hear your fear. They can hear what you have been through. You see, experience is the best teacher, because you have to be the one that's going through it. You have to be the one to experience it. You have to be the one to recognize it. Because in order to recognize the fear and what's stopping you and holding you back, you have to be willing to communicate with others. And as you're communicating with others, you're marketing in a way, because you're able to connect with others. You see, marketing is so special to me, because you have when you share stories, when you share your story, you make a bigger impact. You make a deeper connection, because people are willing to hear from you. People are willing to learn from you. People are willing to be around you, but they can only be around you when you identify your fear. You see, life happens that it is happening for you, and when we identify why it's happening for us, we start to recognize that it wasn't to us. It was to help us be better. How can you be better if you're not willing to dive in on yourself, to focus on yourself, to learn yourself? Because what stops a lot of people is that they don't identify their fear. Identifying your fear is so scary, because how do you start with your fear? How do you start? You see, I had to start with my fear because I had to experience something that I've never experienced before. You can only get better when you put yourself in different situations, and the different situations help you gain the experience. As you gain the experience, you're willing to learn more from this experience that you're going through, and as you're experiencing, you're growing through it. You can only grow through the fear when you recognize what the fear is. You have to identify what's holding you back, because oftentimes in life, we're the ones that's holding ourselves back. Michael Jackson made a song called Man in the Mirror, and I always reference this song, but this song is so powerful, because you have to start with the person in the mirror. In the song, he said, man in the mirror. But you have to start with the person in the mirror, because the person in the mirror is the beginning of change. You have to be willing to change yourself to know that you can change. But first, you have to identify what's holding you back. And if what's holding you back, you have to recognize that you can grow from this. You can improve from this. You can develop from this. You can only develop when you start with the person in the mirror. Why is it so important? Because it's important. Because it matters. It matters more than you think, because you have to identify your fear. When you get around others and you start speaking about the problem, when you start speaking about your fear, when you speak about things that you're not comfortable with, you start to hear comfort like, hey, that's okay, because I went through the same thing. That's okay, because what you are going through, you will be a lot better. But you have to go through it to know that you can be better. You see, when you identify what better is, you start to get around others that's doing good. You start to identify the path that you like to pursue and the goal that you like to accomplish, but you have to be willing to learn about yourself. You see, there's a book called Single on Purpose, and this book is so powerful because it teaches you how to love yourself. It teaches you who you can become. It teaches you to put yourself first. You see, I was so much of a people person. I was a people pleaser because I was pleasing people that was around me. And I didn't know, as I'm pleasing people that's around me, I'm hurting myself. I'm not helping myself. I'm hurting myself because I'm looking to please people. You see, identifying the fear is just one thing that gets unlocked, but you have to really dive deep within to yourself to understand what all information am I missing? What am I missing that's not here and that needs to be here? You see, I start questioning myself because I didn't know who I was. Yes, I grew up in a single mom with a single mom who raised three boys by herself. I grew up in a single parent household, and my mama raised three boys by herself. And even though she raised three boys by herself, she helped us be independent. And as she helped us be independent and know how to survive in life, she didn't teach us how to learn ourselves. You see, everything that she taught us was to set us up in life, and I don't fault her for anything. She taught us a lot of information. Like, she raised us good. A single mom raising three boys by herself, these statistics say that a woman can't raise three boys. It's difficult for a woman to raise boys. But my mama, who was a single parent who raised three boys by herself, made it possible. Because we beat the statistics. We beat the numbers. We beat the odds. Because my mama knew In order to be something in life, you have to be willing to be something first. You see, one thing that stops a lot of people is that they're not willing to be something first before they go helping others. I was willing to help others before I helped myself, and I didn't know how to help myself, so I wanted to be a people pleaser. You see, when you share your story, you connect with others in a deeper way because they see themselves in a story that you just shared. To market and put yourself out there correctly, you have to be willing to share what you have been through and explain how you have overcame it, how you have overcome the challenge. Life is challenging. The fear is challenging. And not accepting the problem is a challenge because you have to know that you have to put it, that it's okay to identify. It's okay to identify because we all have problems. We all are not good. We all struggle. But we only struggle because we're able to speak up about it. We're only struggling because we're experiencing something new, something different. And as you experience something different, it's going to be challenging. I'm going to watch this video. And as I'm watching this video, one of the guys that was in the video, he said that it was Future. I was watching this video with Future. And he mentioned that when he was a kid, he got shot. And when he got shot, he was so confused on why it happened to him. And as in the documentary, he proceeds to go on to show that even though he got shot, even though he went through this experience, even though he went through this hard time, he didn't let this moment define him because he was still becoming an artist. He was still writing. He was still working. He was still doing the work. He just didn't let the odds stop him because he was a statistic and got shot. You see, sometimes in life, you have to know that being a statistic is not bad. It's what you do after you become the statistic. You see, what I didn't know while growing up in life and growing up to as I'm older is that we all have issues, and the issues that we have is not the end of the world, but until we recognize what it is, we're a statistic. Like, I didn't think I was going to go through a divorce. I'm a statistic. When I was growing up with my mom, who was a single mom raising three boys by herself, we were statistics. And by statistics, it's information based off numbers, and they do like a survey around different aspects of life, right? And so what I didn't recognize is that even though my mom didn't want us to be a statistic, we still were a statistic. We was raised by a single mom who's raising three boys by herself. That's a statistic. Even if we had both of our parents, it still would be a statistic. It's not the fact that it's not the matter of where you come from. It's how you handle yourself to get better. How do you improve? How do you grow? How do you develop? Well, you have to be willing to start with yourself to know that you can get better. Because when you identify your fear, this is the beginning to your growth. This is the beginning to you developing. This is the beginning to you healing. You see, sometimes in life, you have to go through different experiences to know that you are going to be okay. You just got to get knocked down a couple of times to know that you can get back up. There's this movie with Rocky Balboa. And in that movie, he proceeds to say, as he was getting trained by Sylvester Stallone, as he's getting trained, he's telling, he's telling him, dang, I just forgot the story. I'm thinking of two different scenes. Okay, you know, the movie when Rocky was boxing Adonis, when he's boxing Adonis, he was like, man, I don't have no more to give. And then Adonis, the guy that he was boxing, that he was sparring against with, he say, you're not done because you still got some more left in you. You still have more left in you. You just got to dig deep within you to pull it out. You see, your fear stops you because you have to suppress and hold everything that's inside of you. I remember being raised by a single mom who raised three boys. And I remember I used to be a crybaby. I used to cry a lot. Like, my feelings used to be hurt so much. And so the only way I knew how to express it was to cry. And so I was crying. I was a crybaby. And I was a mama's boy. So my mama yelled at me. It hurt my feelings even more. So when it hurt my feelings even more, I was crying. I was heartbroken. Like, dang, she just yelled at me. And as I was crying, my heart was, and I was just crying away, My mama would tell me, son, stop crying. My brothers will tell me, son, stop crying. They say, man, you crying for no particular reason. Hold it in. You're not supposed to cry because you are a little boy. You see, in life, what's around you, what's been told, is that you can't express yourself. And when you don't express yourself, you're suppressing yourself because you've been told that you can't express yourself. You see, when you identify your fear, you have to recognize that it didn't start today. What happens is that it started when you was younger. It started in your past. It started when you experienced something difficult. You see, even though my mama was telling me, my mama who raised three boys by herself, and she was telling me that you have to be willing to not cry in public, because that's not what men. Now, my mama, who was a single mom raising three boys by herself, she did a phenomenal job raising three boys by herself. But to learn how to be a man, a boy has to learn from a man. And so in life, one has to be willing to learn about the information that's not in front of him, the information that he don't understand, because you have to be willing to ask questions, to be curious, and put yourself out there where people have experience, because they can share their story. As they're sharing their story, they give you a different perspective, they give you a different outlook, they give you a different understanding, because they've been what you have been. They've been what you are. And they can help you through it. They can guide you through it. You see, when you get guidance, you're getting mentorship. When you're getting guidance, you're getting coach. When you're getting guidance, you're getting steps. Excuse me, from someone experienced. Why is that important? Because to share your story, you have to know what you're sharing. You have to know why it's important. I remember in 2023, I went to this speaking coach. And once I went to the speaking coach, we had like a 4-hour call. We was on the phone, on Zoom, and we was communicating with one another. And he's coaching me on how to be a better speaker, on how to tell stories, on how to express yourself, on how to share your story, how to have a message behind a story that you're sharing. And as I'm listening to this guy, he had, As I listen to this guy, I'm looking at his background. And as I'm looking at his background, it's just a pitch black ground. And then he proceeds to say that he reads a lot. He reads a lot. He was like, I have so many different books behind this curtain. If I show you, you will be blown away. So I'm like, show me then. I'm thinking it's just one shelf full of books. I'm thinking it's one shelf full of books. And when he moved the screen, it was like a movable black screen. When he moved the screen, it was like cases full of books right here. And then I just asked myself, so why do you have so many different books? Why do you read so much? Like, why is it important to keep learning? So mind you, this gentleman, he was late 40s, maybe 49, 50 years old. And he said, you have to keep learning from other people's experiences, because they write this book with knowledge in them. As they write this book that has the information in them, you have to be willing to understand what's in these books. When you understand what's in these books, you have a better understanding how to share your story. And then I'm like, yeah, it goes to that level. It goes that deep. Because what happens is that when you identify your fear, you have to learn what the fear is and where it comes from. Because it makes it challenging to understand that everyone has fear. It makes it even more challenging to recognize that you're the one with the fear. Reading is fundamental. Because what happens is that when you identify your fear, you're starting to learn something new. And the new thing that you're learning is more about yourself. You're learning more about yourself, and in order to continue to learn about yourself, you have to gain the knowledge. You have to gain the information. You have to be open to learning what it even consists of. If it was easy, everyone would be learning themselves. If it was easy, everyone would be sharing their stories. If it was easy, everyone will be delivering a message. And if you really want to be honest, we're sharing our story with every day with strangers. We just don't recognize how we're sharing our story. You see, that's the next point I want to hit on, is that when you share your story, your marketing, I just hit my camera. When you share your story, story equals marketing. Story equals marketing. Marketing. Story equals marketing. And if it was easy, everyone would be sharing their story. If it was easy, everyone would be sharing their story. You see, your story equals marketing because it's something that you have been through. To market yourself is to put yourself out there to strangers and to get attention. And as you're getting attention, you're saying things what people can resonate with. You're saying things and mentioning words, telling different stories, and expressing yourself and sharing your story. I remember when I was younger, this memory just came to me. When I was younger, we went to a Boys and Girls Club. It was like right around the corner from where we had stayed, and it was called Billy Mitchell. I think it was called Billy Mitchell. And so we went to this Boys and Girls Club, and when we was there, we was able to play basketball, we was able to eat snacks, we was able to have fun with our friends. We was there in a place where we can have fun as kids. And so as we are there at the Boys and Girls Club, not only are we there, we're having fun, we're running around, we're playing basketball, we're expressing ourselves. And I remember this one time, as we was at the Boys and Girls Club, this one time, we was playing basketball. And as we was playing basketball, we had fun. Like, it was so many people that can play at a young age. I didn't understand where they got the talent from. But they was able to play. They was able to play good, play well. But in this Boys and Girls Club, it was a fun atmosphere because the atmosphere was fun. The atmosphere was creative. The atmosphere was open. When you start to identify who you are and recognize your fear, you have to be open to learning more about yourself. You see, the Boys and Girls Club not only had food, not only had snacks, but they had other kids our age that we can hang out with. You see, when you identify your fear, you have to get around others who can help you along the journey. Because the journey is something that doesn't end. A journey is only beginning because you are starting with your fear. The Boys and Girls Club was so fun because we was able to put ourselves out there. And as we're able to put ourselves out there, we was having fun because we was willing to play with our friends. We was willing to play basketball, play pool, eat. I remember we had the little lunch box. We had the little box with the lunch box in the Boys Girls Club, and we had the box. I remember eating a corn apple, the little pieces of apple. They cut it up, give us a little corn thing, and they put it inside the box. I only was interested in the corn apple. But I had to eat everything else. But I only was interested in the corn apples because the corn apple was so good. It tasted so delicious. I just wanted that piece. You see, when I got around others, I was able to ask, hey, do you want your corn apples? Sometimes they told me, yeah, you can get it. Sometimes they told me no. Oftentimes they told me, yeah, I can get it because I asked. You see, when you identify your fear, you have to be willing to ask questions. You have to be willing to learn new information because the new information that you learn is going to help you more than you can ever expect, more than you can ever think. When we was at the Boys and Girls Club and I was young, we had fun. The only thing they need to know is that we can play basketball, we can run around, and have fun. You see, my mama, who was a single mom raising three boys by herself, made that happen. And as I got older, I started to see and understand, as she's making this happen, as she's making her kids go to the Boys and Girls Club, and the kids who are just going to the Boys and Girls Club are just having fun, My mama is out here working. My mama is out here struggling. My mama is out here pushing herself. And as a kid, I don't necessarily understand that. But now that I'm older, I fully understand what she had to go through. You see, you have to be willing to go through your own experience rather than run away from the growth, because the growth that comes from you experiencing new obstacles. The growth comes from you experiencing new challenges. The growth comes from you challenging yourself so you can develop yourself. I remember this one time I was young, and when I was young, I used to get bullied by my older brother a lot. Like, my brother used to beat me up. And my twin brother, he used to come and save the day every single time. Like, he used to save me every single time. And this one time, my older brother, who was beating me up one day, my twin brother wasn't there one day. And so I'm like, okay, now it's time for me to take matters in my hand. It's time for me to stand up for myself. So rather than me standing up for myself and fighting back, I stood up for myself and just called the police. I said, yeah, my older brother gonna get enough of hitting on me. But when I called the police, he took the phone and hurried up and hung up. And as I'm young, and at the time we was working, but it wasn't like a formal job. We was just like, we was helping. And at the age, we was helping someone who was like selling candy, driving around selling candy, things of that nature. And so when my brother was bullying me, when we got into it, he was like beating me up, and my twin brother wasn't there to save the day. I called the police. I dialed 911, but he took the phone and pressed in. And then they called back and said, is everything okay? He said, everything is okay. So we just left the house. We thinking everything is good. We think everything is cool. We left the house. And as we left the house, we pulled up to the gas station. I remember I was in the middle of the back seat, and my twin brother, my older brother, was sitting to my left and right of me. I'm sitting in the middle. And my mom, who was a single mom raising three boys by herself, pulled up, excuse me, to the gas station, yanked me out. Mind you, I'm young. Excuse me, yanked me out. And was saying, son, you call the police at the house? And she was going off at me. She was going off on me. And so we get to the house. And she say, now, mind you, it was back in the day when I was younger. She say, now, my mom, who was a single mom raising three boys by herself, she say, now go pick your branch. Go outside and pick your branch. You see, in life, sometimes we just want to pick our punishment, but picking your punishment doesn't work like that. So even though I tried to pick the branch, and as I'm picking the branch, I'm trying to pick the most skinniest one. Because the thick branch, they going to hurt a little bit more. They going to hurt a little bit more. And I was young. This was back in the day. And when I picked it, I got the skinniest one. And so when I took it to my mama, and my mama, you know what I mean? My mama, who was a single mom raising three boys by herself, disciplined me. And after she disciplined me, it hurt a lot more than I ever expected. You see, when you recognize your fear, you're recognizing that it hurts just a little bit more. It hurts when you recognize it. And as you recognize it, you have to understand that you can't pick your consequences. You can't pick your repercussions. Because what happens with story and marketing is that you're marketing your experience. You're sharing your story, and this is building a connection. You can only build a connection when you're able to share your story. When you're able to be vulnerable in the way where you can share moments when you wasn't your best. And moments when you was at your lowest. And moments when you wasn't for sure of yourself. Because to market yourself, to put yourself out there to others who don't know who you are, you have to be willing to share a story, because people remember stories more. Why is that possible? It's a book that I'm reading. And I'm reading this book, and in the beginning of the book, it's hard for me to listen and pay attention to it. Because he's just giving facts. He's just giving numbers and statistics and data and numbers. And he's just giving data and with no story. With no story. And then, as the book goes on, I finally hear the story. And as I'm hearing the story stays in my mind. It stays in my mind because it's a story that shows when one was at his lowest, when one was at their lowest. Because when you're at your lowest, You develop more than you can ever imagine. When you at your lowest, you're able to go through the pain and just be in your misery because it hurts to go through the pain. But just like a tunnel, your story has light on the other end of the growth. Your story has development as you are progressing through the tunnel. It might seem dark as you are stepping through it. It might seem challenging as you are pushing through. Eventually, light will come. And as light is shining down upon you, you know that you are on the right path. You are in the right direction because the direction that you are going is helping you grow. And as you grow, you're able to share your story. But it's getting out on the other side that makes marketing so special. Because marketing is a place where you share your story. Marketing is a place where you connect with others. Marketing is a place where others connect with your story. Storytelling is so magical because you have to be willing to share your lowest moment. Because your lowest moment has so much meaning behind it. But it's identifying what the meaning is when you go through the lowest moment. I remember one time, even though my mom was a single mom who raised three boys by herself, at one point in time, my mom and my dad, whatever you want to call them, they were co-parenting, however you want to call it. So we went to California one time, and it was like during 2010. And in 2010, I went to California for the first time. And when I went to California for the first time, that's when I got introduced to Kobe Bryant, or they was playing the Celtics. I didn't necessarily get introduced to him, but we just happened to watch the game. And as we are watching the game, with my dad, as we're watching the game with me and my brothers, not only are we watching the game, I'm learning more about Kobe Bryant. And the reason why Kobe Bryant is my favorite player is because I got to see him play in the finals in 2010, and he was like a leader. I didn't know what a leader was, but he was the one that was playing the hardest to me. Like, he was playing on a team, and as he's playing on the team, he's willing to put his all in the team. And then as I got older, the reason why Kobe Bryant became my favorite player to watch and learn from is because it's one video. As I'm older, I watch an interview. And somebody asked, so what does mumble mentality mean to you? And he said, it's to become the best version of yourself. You have to be willing to challenge yourself so you can be the best that you can be. When he said that, I had automatic respect for him because now I understand the battle of life. When you understand who you are, who you would like to become, it's not going to be easy getting there because it will be challenges. It will be moments that you will have to face and overcome. But it won't be the end of the world. You just have to keep getting up. You have to continue to get up. You have to continue to learn what you don't know. And it's more about you. When you are sharing your story, you're marketing yourself. Because when you're marketing yourself, you're getting attention to people who are familiar with your story. You're getting people involved with your story because the story means so much more. Your story is not just your experience. Your story is a form of marketing because it shows what's possible if you continue along this path. It won't be easy to share your story, but when you market yourself, you're sharing your story. And when you share your story, you can know that you're developing yourself. To make a difference in life, you have to be willing to start with yourself. Because if you don't start with yourself, who can you help? Who can learn from you? You have to be willing to learn from yourself, from your past, from everything that you're going through. Because everything that you're experienced can be achieved differently. Excuse me. It can be achieved differently because you can learn it. You just have to be willing to learn more about yourself. I remember when I first went to my therapist, my mental therapist appointment, or what's it called? My therapy appointment. And when I went, it was during the time of 2021. No, 2022, like January of 2021. And when I first went to therapy, the first counselor that I ever had before, ever got introduced to, we was on the phone call. And as we're on the phone call, he's getting to know me. He's getting to know my goals and what I wanted to do, what I wanted to do, and why I'm coming to him and why I'm seeking guidance. So I'm on the phone with this therapist. And so he asked me, he said, "So where are you from?" I said, "I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas." He said, "Okay, so what is your goal? Like, what is your dream and your goals?" I said, I want to help a lot of people, you know, become the best, help them. I want to help a lot of people be the best that they can be." And then he proceeds to say, "What makes you think you can do that?" And I'm like, hold on. What you talking about? What makes me think I can do something that I think I can do? And so I turned the question around on him. So I'm like, "Okay, so where are you from?" He said, "I'm from Los Angeles." So back in the day, back in like the 1990s or something like that, look, like the gangs came from Los Angeles and went to Little Rock, Arkansas. But Little Rock, Arkansas is known for, they have history, but Little Rock, Arkansas is basically known for more bad things than good things. And so during that time when I was speaking to the therapist who was from Los Angeles, I was speaking to him and I asked him, and as I'm speaking to him, he's not making no sense to me, because how you going to tell me what makes me think I can do something that I believe I can do? And so as I'm talking to him, he's telling me, like, "Bro, you can't do that. Like, bro, you know, you're not good enough to do that. Bro, you ain't grateful for that." And so it made me question, like, who are you? Like, bro, I don't even know you. But the fact you're telling me that I can't do something, I don't want to talk to you no more. And so I asked him, I said, so what do you want to do? He told me that he want to help people and he want to see people make a difference. I said, "Okay, so from you being from Los Angeles, from you being from LA, what makes you think you can do that?" So I turned the question on him because I was bothered by how he asked me the question. Needless to say, I stopped talking to the therapist because the therapist, I wasn't connecting with them. I didn't want to learn from him. I didn't want him speaking to me because he was a hater. He was hating on the kid. And at the time, I didn't know the kid had big dreams. You see, one thing that you have to do is that sometimes you have to recognize that the people that you're speaking to are not there for you. When you identify your fear not only helps you, but it helps you recognize that you can talk to many other people. You can talk to many other people that don't look like you, that look like you, that sound like you. But what happens is that when you identify your fear will create boundaries. Who is this therapist to say that I can't do something if I'm putting my mind to it? And at the time, I was in the Marine Corps, and I remember this so vaguely. I was in the Marine Corps. I was on the phone because it was hot. The air was blowing in my car. I'm just sitting in my car. And as I'm sitting in my car, not only am I sitting in my car, I'm on the phone arguing with this man. You ever been in an argument and the air is blowing, but it's hot? That therapist had me heated because he was a hater. You see, sometimes in life, you're going to have haters that come for you, because as they're coming for you, they don't understand you. They don't understand you. It's not up to them to understand who you are. You see, when you share your story, you are marketing yourself, because you are able to put yourself out there in a way where people are not familiar with, in a way where people have a hard time seeing themselves. You see, even though he was a hater, I had to stop talking to the hater. Because when I identified my fear, I recognized my boundary. I didn't even know it was a boundary. I'm like, "Man, I can't talk to you, bro." I can't talk to you. Because if you're going to destroy my dream before my dream even gets brought to life, I don't want no affiliation with you. But that only came from when I was able to identify my fear. And it was recently. I've never shared that story before. You see, what happens is that when you start opening up, you unlock memories that were stored away. I remember when I was in Texas, we was on our mini deployment. And during that time, I wanted to get into real estate wholesaling. And so my mom was like, yeah, son, like it's this dude that does, you know, real estate. Like, I don't know everything that he does, but, you know, he does real estate. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'm like, mama, can you put me in touch with him? She said, yeah, son, no problem at all. She gave me his number. I give him a call. It was like Tuesday. I give him a call Tuesday. And so he answered the call. This time, my mama, who was a single mom raising three boys by herself, she gave me the contact of the guy. And so I called him. He answered the phone on the Tuesday. We probably on the phone like 30, 45 minutes. I said, yeah, man, the whole conversation involved around me getting into real estate. Like, yeah, like I want to get started into real estate, but I don't know what to do. I don't have no idea of where to go. And so Tuesday, he was like, yeah, man, yeah, I got you, bro. I teach you how to do it. I teach you how to get in real estate. I teach you how to get started. He said, yeah, just call me tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Call me tomorrow. Tomorrow is Wednesday. Call me Wednesday tomorrow. Wait, call me tomorrow on Wednesday, and then we can talk more on how we can actually go about working with one another. I'm like, cool. I found somebody that's going to teach me the way. That's going to guide me in the right direction. I'm looking for guidance because I'm seeking for help. I'm seeking for help because I want to get into real estate. And so tomorrow, Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock came, I get him a call, no answer. I said, oh, maybe he's busy, okay? Maybe he don't remember the call that we had. Let me call him again. So 8:05, I call him again. The phone is ringing, and all of a sudden, it stops ringing. You see, it stopped ringing because he didn't answer the phone. So I'm like, okay, maybe he just got busy around this time. Maybe he got busy, okay? And since he's busy, he said we can talk today at 8 o'clock. It's 8 o'clock and it's Wednesday. And he didn't answer the phone. He didn't answer the phone, nor did he call back. He didn't answer the phone, nor did he help me. So he didn't answer the phone, he didn't call back, nor did he help me. Now I'm frustrated. Because now I'm seeking the help. I want to get into this particular industry, this particular field. But this guy who my mama said is a good guy don't want to help someone that want to get started. You see, when you are putting yourself out there, the challenge is finding the right person that's willing to help you. And I'm looking for help and I'm looking for guidance. But the guy stopped coming around. Hear me out. When you seek help the first time shouldn't be the last time, because the first time might be the wrong connection. That's the point I want to hit on, is that after story equals marketing, marketing connects the right person. Marketing equals connections. CONNECTIONS. BOOSI. that's probably how he came up with that song. That's probably how Boosie came up with that song. He was probably spelling the word. He was like, I wanted what it sounded like to spell my name. You see, Boosie was marketing because he was spelling Boosie. But, you know what I mean? But needless to say, let me get back onto the point. You see, marketing equals connections. When you are marketing yourself and you sharing your story, oftentimes in life, it won't go right the first moment you start doing something. It won't go right. The people that you meet won't be the right fit for you. The people that has come into your life, won't be a great fit. But marketing equals connections, because you have to be willing to connect with strangers. You have to be willing to connect with people that you don't know. You have to be willing to make a connection, and it comes from marketing. You see, at the time when I was waiting on the mentor to help me in real estate, to help and guide me on the path and guide me in the right direction, I'm waiting for the mentor. In fact, I'm looking for the mentor because I'm asking around, like, do you know a person that's in real estate? Do you know someone who has started in real estate? Do you know someone? I'm asking my mama. For some reason, my mama is well connected. My mama, who's a single mom raising three boys, she's well connected. Like, she know everybody. Like, hey, mama, do you know so-and-so, so-and-so? Yeah, I know him. Do you want his number? Yeah, sure. Why not? You see, when you're marketing, you have to connect with people. It's going to show you that you're on the right path or that you're on the wrong path. The experience comes from when you go down the wrong path and you recognize that everything is going to be okay. Marketing is connections because you have to be willing to connect with strangers. You have to be willing to communicate in a way where people can see and understand what you're speaking about. I remember when I started driving. I started driving. I was like maybe 14 years old. And we were driving like a Monte Carlo, a Tahoe, a Yukon. So we're driving. We're learning how to drive these cars. And the main thing that our mama taught us was how to bag in. Like, we could drive down a straight road. We could turn. Like, we had the driving part down. When it came to parking, my mama only taught us mainly how to park, how to bag in. And so she teaching us how to bag in. We had two trash cans. We had a regular trash can and a recycling bin. And she's teaching us how to park, how to bag in between the two trash cans. And so as she's teaching us how to bag in, I get real familiar with it. I get real comfortable with it. At least that's what I thought. At least that's what I thought. I'm practicing this skill so much, I should be great at it. At least that's what I thought. One time we had this Monte Carlo. I can't remember the exact year, but it was an old school Monte Carlo. It had two doors. It had three seats. And, of course, it had a driver and a passenger seat. But it was a silver Monte Carlo. We had this car. And the only thing that my mama was really building the strength in was bagging in. So I became a good bag in, like a good driver that can bag in. And it got to a point where my friends were joking with me. They was like, Terrell, you don't know how to pull in, bro. Like, you don't know how to pull the car in. You always bag it in. Because when I was pulling the car in, I had trouble pulling and parking the car. And so this one time, the Monte Carlo, we had parked the car on the side of the house. My mama had her truck, and me, my twin, and my older brother, we had the car, and the car was like in front of the house. As the car is in front of the house, I'm learning. My mama, who was a single mom raising three boys by herself, she taught me how to bag in. She taught us how to bag in. So I see the car on the street. I'm like, I'm about to go put the car in our driveway. You know, I'm just about to go bag it in. So I grab the keys. I'm excited. I'm thrilled. I'm in the moment. So I grab the keys, I get in the car, I start the car, put it in drive, and I pull up just a little bit so I can turn the wheel to the left. And as I'm turning the wheel to the left to back in, you have to turn it the opposite way so I can keep it left and go right. And so as I'm turning left, I turn right, and now I'm going back to the spot that I was just in. I said, hold up, this ain't the spot that I wanted to go. I wanted to be in the driveway. So I put the car back in drive, and I drive and I go up a little bit further, and then I turn a little bit more. And then I do the same thing. I turn the wheel to the right. As I turn the wheel to the right, I'm back at the same spot. Like, I'm nowhere near this driveway. Like, I'm stressing now. So now I put the car in drive, I do it again, I go up, and I'm making the left. I'm rounding it off. I said, maybe if I round it off just a little bit more, I can get into the driveway. And so as I round it off a little bit more, and I put it in reverse, I start bagging up, but I start bagging up the right way now. Now I see the driveway. And as I'm bagging up, the driveway goes from like a small to like, oh, I'm really seeing this driveway. I should be in the driveway because I'm bagging in. But the driveway is getting bigger. It's getting huge. I'm looking in the mirror like, how am I in this driveway? Am I not in yet? As I'm bagging in, as I thought was the driveway, I bagged into my neighbor's pole. When I bagged into the neighbor's pole, I looked at it. And I was shocked because I didn't know what I just did. And so I looked at our neighbor's pole and I saw the red taillight on the ground. I said, not today, Saint. I was raised by a single mom, raising three boys by herself. Oh, no, I ain't about to get in trouble for this. So I picked up the taillight. I pulled the car up. I made it right. And I bagged it in. I put it back in the same spot. It wasn't even in the driveway. It's in the same spot like I got it. But now it has a broken taillight now. But I pick up the lights and I put the lights on the side of the street. And I go tell my mom. I said, Mama, somebody just hit us. My mom, who was a single mom raising three boys by herself. I said, Mama, somebody just hit us. Somebody just hit us. And mind you, I was young. I was learning how to drive. I said, Mama, somebody just hit us. She was like, for real? So she came outside and she was looking at the car, looking at it. I'm praying that she don't look at this pole. I'm hoping that she don't look at this pole. So she only focused on the car and the taillight and the glass was right underneath it. And so as she's paying attention to it, I'm like, well, look like they drove away. Look like it was like a hit and run. And when she was observing the car and she was looking at the car, she was like, okay, are you okay? She said, yes, ma'am. She was like, everybody good? Yes, ma'am. In life, when you are looking for connections, the connection that you're looking for won't be the right one because you have to find the wrong one first. When I was bagging in incorrectly, I was bagging in wrong because I hit the pole and I broke the taillight. Then I pulled back in and I parked the car where it's at and I put the taillight to where it's at. That was the wrong way to do that because the driveway kept getting huge and kept getting bigger. I should have known I was going the wrong direction, but I didn't. When you recognize that you have a bad connection, a good connection comes from you recognizing what bad looks like. You can only share your story when you have grown through the bad, when you have overcame the challenges, when you have overcame the tunnel, because now you're on the other side of the tunnel, and this is where you start sharing your story to help those in need of help, in need of who want to grow for themselves. You see, when you share your story, you have to identify your fear. We all have fear. We all have trauma. We all have been through some particular thing. You just have to be willing to share your experience with others, because when you do this, your story equals marketing. When you're marketing, you're communicating to strangers, you're communicating to more people that's willing to listen. You're communicating in a way where they can connect with you because you're sharing your story and your experience that you have been through. When you are marketing yourself, you are building connections. You are getting connections. Like, you are meeting people, you are meeting new opportunities, but you have to be willing to know that everyone that you come encounter with won't be good for you, but you have to recognize what's bad to identify what good looks like. And if you got value from this, make sure you hit that subscribe button and leave in the comments your biggest takeaway on how you are going to start sharing your story to market yourself and make a difference for your world. I appreciate y'all, and then I'll see y'all next time.